Good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
Since we have this long one, I think I'm going to start.
Okay, I will go ahead and mute.
Okay. So we are going to be exploring Psalm 34 today. And I'll start with the L'shem Yehud. But before that, I'll give the instructions on where to find the handouts, because it's been a few weeks. Underneath the two pictures on the right of every Hashem What page, or at the bottom of the page if you are using a mobile device, you will find a link to the unique astrological times. When that landing page opens up, scroll down to where it says, I have to remember, preparation for the period of the Shovavim. It's about a third of the way down the page. The second link under that is titled Psalm Landing Page. That is one of our handouts. When that opens up, scroll down to Psalm 34, which is almost to the end of the page. The next link down on the Unique Astrological Times page is material for a Tanit Dibur. That is the PDF file from Rabbi Avraham Sutton. It is titled Yearning for Redemption. When that opens up, scroll down also to Psalm 34. These are the two handouts we will be using today. L'shem Yehud Kudsha Barichu Ishkim Dei Bithilu Urchimu Udhilu Udhilu Urchimu Le'akta L'shem Yudhe Bavavhe Yehuda Shalim B'Shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah La'asok Torah Mitzvah Vayehino Am Adonai Eloheinu Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Kononeh Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Kononehu. Psalm Tehillim 34. Say this psalm on the fifth day of the monthly cycle. As we have explained before, there are people who read all of the Psalms during the Hebrew months. So they've been categorized into what Psalms to read on which day. So the fifth day of the Hebrew month, this Psalm would be read. This Psalm tells us of when David was in grave danger while at the palace of Achish, the brother of Goliath. David acted like a madman, letting spittle run down his beard and writing on the doors, Achish, king of Gath, owes me 100,000 gold coins, leading Achish to eject him from the palace. In his joy, David composed this psalm in alphabetical sequence. We know that whenever we are reading verses in alphabetical sequence, we are essentially putting our own lives in order. Even just saying the Aleph Bet, the Hebrew Aleph Bet, is a process of putting your life in order. This is what the Seder does, because the word Seder from the Passover holiday The Seder means order. The above Kavanah is a traditional Kavanah to use when saying this psalm. The first word is Rananeinu, and please refer to yearning for redemption, which we will be reading. And obviously in the word Rananeinu, that's not starting with the Aleph, nor is it starting with the Tav if we were doing it in reverse order of the Aleph Bet. So how do we explain that it's in the Aleph Bet? How do we explain that it's in order? And traditionally, there are many times when the Aleph Bet starts after the first verse, because the first verse is really a title verse, as is explained in the introduction to the Yearning for Redemption PDF. There are 23 verses in Psalm 34. 23 is the number of the full number of letters in the Hebrew when we finally bring Mashiach. It is the 22 current letters, and the tradition teaches that there will be a 23rd letter. Some speculate that it is the four-armed shin that appears on the tefillin. During the fifth day of the month, we say a total of 114 verses. This connects to the completion of the manifestation of the plan of creation. Let's transfer to the PDF file. In this psalm, David praises Hashem for his having been delivered from Abimelech, Achish, the king of Gat, which is the main Philistine city of Gaza, or the main Philistine city in Gaza, even today, although we no longer call it Gat. After having been forced to take refuge there in order to escape being caught by Shaul's men, although it meant leaving the official boundaries of Eretz Yisrael and entering enemy territory, David thought that he could convince Achish that as a rebel fugitive, he could give him a tremendous advantage over Shaul. When he crossed the border, he was taken into custody by Achish's men and taken to the royal palace. While there, Goliath's brothers, who were among Achish's counselors, recognized him and tried to convince the king to let them take revenge on David for having slain their brother. It was then that David prayed Psalm 56, pleading with Hashem to have mercy and deliver him from all his enemies. It was then that David prayed. In response, Hashem brought a spirit of insanity into Achish's wife and daughter. Their screams literally drove Achish crazy. In a moment's blazing inspiration, David knew what he must do. He proceeded to play one of the most masterful parts of his life, namely, to feign insanity. He began to write strange messages on the walls as spit dripped down his chin. Achish's reaction: "You're telling me that this is the man who killed Goliath? This is the mighty warrior of Israel? I don't believe it. Get this madman out of here. So do I lack crazy people that you bring another one into my house? Upon being delivered, David composed this psalm. The first verse. Oh, I guess I was wrong in the Psalms landing page. The first word is Le David. Le David Bishanoto et amolifnei Avimelech Vagara Shehu Vayeles. About David when he acted insane in the presence of Abimelech, who then drove him away, and David departed. It's important to recognize in verse 1 this word Abimelech, which is a contraction of two words, Abi, which means my father, and Melech, king. It could be a name for God, for Hashem. It's not. In the Torah, there are many places where people are called Avimelech. It represents the idea of the king of the nations that are not the children of Israel. The second verse starts with the Aleph, as in the Aleph Bet. Avarka et Adonai Yohewahe Bekol et Tamid Tehilato Befi. From now on, I will bless Hashem at all times. My mouth will constantly be filled with his praise. This sounds like a wonderful verse. It is a vow. David fulfilled that vow. We can't even imagine the idea of being that focused while they lived their life. How can a human being do that? Even while you're eating, you're praising Hashem. But it's a metaphor. If you say the blessing, then every mouthful of food has the energy of Hashem as you ingested into your body. The third verse. Ba'adonai Yohewahe Titalel Nafshi Ishmeu Anavim Vayismahu. O my soul, glory in your closeness to Hashem. Even the humble will rejoice when they hear this. There are six words connecting to Zerantin. Connecting to the word koach, power and strength. The third word, third verse, a gimel. Excuse me. It's a bet. I'm mistaken. I just did verse 3. Verse 4 is the gimel. Gadlu Adonai Yohewahe Iti un romama shemo yadav. Make Hashem's greatness known with me. Let us acknowledge the exaltedness of his name together. Six words. Again, we're still in Zeran Pin. Twenty-six letters. You know the answer to that. It's a connection to Hashem. The fifth verse. Darashti et Adonai Yohewahe Weanani Umikal Megurotai Titsilani. For I sought Hashem and he answered me. He rescued me from all that I feared. This verse could be said when you are fearing, when you have fear, when you are anxious. It will remind you that Hashem will rescue you. Just call upon his name. But first you have to learn the proper way to call upon his name. Seven letters connecting to Malchut. I mean seven words. Thirty-three letters connecting to the potential of your connection to Hashem through the Torah. I had turned this around and I have counted the letters and words before we read the verse. So let us read the verse. Verse 7 is the we're missing a vav. We've gone from the hey to a verse that starts with a Zion. Ze ani kara v'adonai Yohewahe shamea umikal tzarotav. Hoshio. This poor beggar called and Hashem heard. He delivered him from all his tribulations. One explanation for why the Vav is missing. Verse 6 has six words connecting to Zeran Pin. The Vav is Zeran Pin. Verse 8. Ho ne malach Adonai Yohewahe Saviv li re'ah Vaychad chaltzem. So it will be for all who fear him. Hashem's angel forms a protective encampment around them to deliver them from all harm. verse 8 has six words. We're remaining in Zeron 10. And 27 letters is all 27 letters of the Hebrew alphabet, the 22 basic letters and the 5 final letters. Verse 9. Tamuru ki tov Adonai Ohewahe Ashrei hagever yeheseba. Test for yourselves, and you will see how good Hashem is. Happy is the man who takes refuge in him. We don't have any aspect that says Hashem authorized him to test for himself. We have no record that Hashem said to David, it's okay to test me. But the Torah says it when it talks about the Shemitah year. It says, test Hashem. The 10th verse. Yiru et Hashem kedoshav ki ein machzor li re'av. Be in awe of Hashem, O you who sanctify yourselves to him. For those who are in awe of him suffer no want. Eight words. Rising up to the Bina level. Thirty-one letters is the Hebrew name of God, Kel. The last four words of this verse is a phrase that is being translated, for those who are in awe of him suffer no want. This is any aspect of lack that you have in your life is because of a lack in your yirah, the Hebrew word, the last word. The shorash of li re'av is yirah, yud resh aleph. Lack in your life comes from a lack of yirah. It's the first step of connection to Hashem. It's the lowest step of the connection to Hashem. Ahava, love, is the higher step. And within yirah, we have learned from Rabbi Ashlag, there are two levels. I'm not going to go into it now, it would take too long, but I recommend reading the introduction to the 10 luminous emanations to get a clearer understanding of the meaning of these levels of Yirah. But no, by saying these four words, when you are feeling a lack, it will reawaken your connection to Yirah. That's my opinion. The 12th verse. Lehu vanim shimu li lirat Adonai Yohewahe alamedchem. Come, children, listen to me. I will teach you how to attain awe of Hashem. Seven words connecting to Malchut. Seven letters connecting to all of the energy in the universe, the regular and the final. The 13th verse. Mi ha'ishe chafetz chaim ohev yamim lirot tov. First, everyone must ask himself, am I a person who truly desires life, who loves and appreciates the days of this world? There are eight words connecting to Bina. The important two words are the third and the fourth words, because this is the name that was taken by the sage who was codifying the laws of Lashon Hara, the Chofetz Chaim. And that's a hint in that verse to us to realize that the connection to Hashem is through studying the Halakha of Lashon Hara, studying the knowledge to learn how not to say words of Lashon Hara, because we live in a society that is inundated with Lashon Hara. In the previous, in verse 13, I did not finish the English translation. It's the first line on page 43. Because they prepare me to see eternal good. So let me make that connection to the English translation. First, everyone must ask himself, am I a person who truly desires life, who loves and appreciates the days of this world, because they prepare me to see eternal good. The 14th pasuk. Netzor lishon cha meira ushpatecha midaber mirma. Second, guard your tongue from evil and your lips from speaking deceit. It's interesting to think why the hint is in verse 13, because verse 13 has to do with the Chad, unity. The hint is about Lashon Hara, but here it's specific. It's being revealed as the step to connect you to Hashem. The 15th verse. Sur meira ve'ase tovakesh shalom ve'radfehu. Third, turn away from evil and never hesitate to do good. Fourth, seek peace and actively pursue it. Seven words connecting to Malchut. 26 letters connecting to Hashem. Verse 16. The letter Ayin. Eine Adonai Yohei Wahei El Tzadikim Be'eznav El Shavatam. Those who strive for righteousness will then merit seeing Hashem's eyes directed toward them. In response to their cries, he will open his ears. Seven words connecting to Malchut. Twenty-nine letters connecting to the Hebrew month of Av, which means father. The 17th verse, the letter Pei. Pene Adonai Yohei Wahei Beosei Ralehavit Meretz Zikram. But Hashem's anger will be directed against those who are consistently penetrate evil. He will cause their memories to be forgotten from the earth plane. I have to ask a question. Why does King David bring in at this place when he's speaking of the goodness of God to direct anger, Hashem's anger, towards enemies? Will not love heal? And the answer is yes. Hashem's anger is how we perceive negative events. But Hashem is directing his love towards the enemy, the enemies. He's directing his love to help elevate those people who we are enemies, to elevate to a higher level of consciousness. The 18th verse. Tzaku v'Adonai Yohei Wahei Shamei Mikol Tzarotam Hitzlam. Nevertheless, if they will only repent and cry out, Hashem himself will listen. He will rescue them from all that oppresses and constricts them. In King David's joy of being released, he is still trying to help through prayer his person who was bothering him, was being considered his enemy. He doesn't call him his enemy. In the previous verse, he does, poor person, but not here. He's saying, elevate and see the love between us. The 19th verse. Karov Adonai Yohei Wahei Lanishperei Lev Ve'etachei Ruach Yoshiah. For Hashem allows his closeness to be felt by all who have broken the obstinacy of their hearts. He will always save those who have crushed their own proud spirit and submitted to his rule. Footnote 68, which we will read now. What does it mean that Hashem is close to those who consciously break their hearts and crush their spirits. This involves two stages. First, as a result of experiencing difficulties in life, we are to turn inward and feel the existential pain of being human. Along with King David, we are to realize that Hashem does not inflict pain on human beings in order to drive us away from him. Hashem forbid. On the contrary, suffering has served its purpose only when it has brought us closer to humbly realizing how much he takes care of us. Only then can our pain be truly healing, for it has forced us to let go of our bravado and false pride. It has softened us and allowed us to appreciate the gift of being alive. It has given us a new lease on life by bringing us closer to those who care for us, and most importantly, to ourselves. But this is just the beginning for most of us. The next stage involves taking the initiative and consciously overcoming our own self-centeredness and immaturity. This is also called breaking or circumcising the heart, for it involves refining our latent desires for honor, power, lust, ill-gained wealth, etc., and rechanneling our deep inborn needs for love, recognition, meaning, etc., into true humility and positive action through the specific program taught in this psalm. In sum, we learn from this that in order to attain eternal closeness to Hashem, even and especially while we are still alive in this world, we are to take the natural brokenheartedness that is the consequence of being human, build on it, and use it to effect real and lasting change in ourselves. This is raising the question, in my mind, hard-heartedness is being human. Is hard-heartedness, is it teaching us that the heart is a left column essence? It is in the left part of our chest. Verse 20. Rabot raot tzadik umikulam yatzilenu Adonai Yohewahe. Many evils may also strike the righteous, but him, because they have ennobled their spirits in the process, Hashem himself delivers them from every single affliction. The six words connecting to Zerampin, to heaven, to Hashem himself. Twenty-seven letters, all of the Aleph Bet. The 21st verse. Shomer kol atzmotav achat mehena lo nishbara. He helps them maintain their strength in the midst of suffering, so that they are able to draw on resources they did not know existed. As a result, not even a fraction of their inner equilibrium is broken. 26 letters connecting to Hashem. The 22nd verse. Timote Rasha Razone Sadik Yeshamu. Those who remain wicked, however, will end up being killed by their own evil. And those who hate the righteous doom themselves to guilt. Six words connecting to Zeranpin. And there is a there's a hint in this verse. The last English word, guilt. What is guilt? The Kabbalah explains that guilt is a connection to Satan. Guilt is what happens when we have done a negative action, a mistake, a sin, and then we feel badly about doing it. We feel guilt. That's Satan getting us into a second level, a second sin. What is the sin of feeling guilty? You're not happy. Even sins that you do, it's recommended to do them with joy and happiness. It's a spiritual law. Be happy. How can I be happy all the time? The same way that you connect to Hashem, as we mentioned earlier in this psalm, when you say a blessing before you eat, then every morsel of food you put into your body is connected to Hashem through that blessing energy. You connect through Hashem through joy and happiness. Why? Because Hashem never changes. He's always happy. It's only us who change, who vary our emotions. We go up, we're happy. We go down, we're not happy. We feel guilty, we feel sad. By having the thought, I should be happy, I'm trying to be happy, as you feel guilty. Can you have both feelings at the same time? The answer is yes, but it's not an easy path to follow or learn. So don't do the sin in the first place. The 23rd verse. You'll remember we were missing the vav. So what is the vav replaced with? The letter pe. The letter pe that means our mouth. The letter pe that in the atbash substitution of letters, where the aleph is substituted for the tav and the bet is substituted for the shin, and the vav is substituted for the pay. Po de Adonai yo hewahe nefesh avadav willo yeshumu kol hachosim bo. But Hashem frees and redeems the souls of those who dedicate their lives to serving him. None who take refuge in him shall be condemned. Nine words connecting to Yesod or to Chachma. 34 letters, which connects to Lamed Dalet. But in the reverse, Dalet Lamed, it's the word Dal, Dal. And Dal means poor, means lack. So this verse, this psalm, is connecting to Yesod. I will now, we've completed the psalm, I will now say all of the verses in sequence in the Hebrew, as is our wont. Le David b'shanoto et samo lifne Avimelech Vayigar Ashehu Vayelach Avarka et Adonai B'kol et amid tehilato b'fi Adonai Yehovah Wahei Titalel Nafshi Yishmeu Anavim Vayishbachu Gadlu Adonai Yehovah Wahei Iti Unromema Shemo Yachdav Darashti et Adonai Yohewahe Ve'anani Umikal Megurotai Tzitzilani Hibitu Elav V'nacharu Ufnehem Al Yechparu Ze'ani karav Adonai Yohewahe Shamehau mikal tzarotav hoshio Chone malach Adonai Yohewahe Saviv le'reav v'chaltzem Tamo uru ki tov Adonai Yohewahe Ashrei hagever yecheseh Yiru et Adonai Yohewahe Kadoshav ki ein maktsor Kefirin drashu v'raivu v'dor she'adonai yohewahe lo yaksiru kol tov lehu vanim shimuli yirat adonai yohewahe alamedchem Mihaish hechafetz chayim ohev yamim lirot tov. Netzor lashoncha mimeira ushpatecha midaber mirma. Sor me ravi aseito bakesh shalom v'radpehu Eine Adonai Yohewahe el tzadikim v'yaznav el shavatam Pnei Adonai Yohewahe v'yoseira v'hachrit meret zikram Tzaku v'adonai Yohewahe shemeyahu mikol tzarotam itzilam Karov Adonai Yohei Wahei Lanish Berai Lev Be'et Dachei Ruach Yoshia Rabot Raot Tzadikumi Kulam Yatzilenu Adonai Yohei Wahei. Shomer kol atzmotav ve'achat mehena lo nishbara temotet rasha rav shone tzadik yeshamu ode Adonai yohei wahei Nefesh avadav v'lo yeshmu kol hachosim bo. That's the end of our class. Does anyone have any questions? Shabbat Shalom. Have a beautiful Sabbath of Shlach Lecha, of sending for yourself, sending messengers for yourself, to strengthen your connection to Hashem. Shalom Gadol, a large peace, a great amount of serenity should enter your life. And remain there, elevating your joy and your happiness through the peace and serenity that you achieve by saying these psalms. Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Wonderful. Shabbat Shalom.
Thank you.
Thank you.